Vacation. Supposed to be a time to rest and relax. My vacation was a trip to hell.
I am dying to know what happened because I have so many questions.
Oh my gosh. I was off last week and I had to take off the Friday before. And as Alex and Lib know, I actually hate taking vacation days.
He does.
I'm such a Scrooge about it. Well, we went on a wedding trip. My wife and I, Lindsay, had 3 weddings in 8 days. We were going to go from Indianapolis to near Cooperstown, New York, through Canada, and to Grand Rapids, Michigan on the west side.
Why not fly?
Well, that costs a lot of money. You're talking about flying from Indy to New York, New York to Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids to Indy.
After all of your car problems, would it have cost still more money to fly?
It would have been cheaper to rent a car.
Okay.
Alex brings up one of the things that made my vacation a trip to hell. And by the way, I would love to hear from you coming up after I share my story. 317-239-1009. Whether it was a vacation, a trip, just anything where it was complete hell. Whatever could go wrong, went wrong. I kind of want to laugh at you or with you so I don't feel like the only loser in the world. So we headed out. We went to my mom's. That was cool. Good to see her.
Did you say hi to the birds?
I did. No, actually, my mom got rid of the birds. She no longer has birds, but she has 5 dogs. I don't know why she has 5 dogs.
Wow,
but
no wonder the birds are missing.
So that's hell for me just going home because it's hard to see my mom and grandma like that. But I did that anyways, being a good son. We then headed out the next day from near Columbus, Ohio to go to Cooperstown, New York. We had like an 8 or 9 hour drive. Well, about 6 hours in, we're almost at our destination. We're just a few hours outside. Starts pouring down rain. You can't see. 10 minutes after that, my car check engine light starts blinking.
Uh-oh.
Not like where it's on, it starts blinking, which means you pull over. I started losing power. We pull over, had to get towed.
Yikes.
We were stuck in that town for the night. It was just past when everybody was closed up, so we were in town somewhere 2 hours outside of our New York wedding destination.
And what, I mean, like, did you find a hotel or?
Yeah, we found a hotel.
Was it nasty? Like, what was your hotel like?
There was only like 3 cockroaches, so it wasn't terrible. It was not terrible.
Man.
So we did that. The next morning, they're like, oh, well, we fixed it. All we did is we just reset the code, and that's all that was wrong with it.
Okay.
So something you can do at AutoZone for free in about 2 seconds,
yikes,
they charged me $125 for.
Gotta love that.
So I'm like, okay, well, that's not bad, but we got out of here. So we head on the road. We make it to our first wedding, and that's awesome. We have a great time. We make it on Friday night. We do our things.
Before you move on, just so we know throughout the story, at this point, car breaks down the first time.
Correct.
How were tensions between you and your wife, Lindsay?
Oh, I thought you were going to let me just breeze by that. Terrible. Honestly, we were terrible as getting along because we were fighting. Not physically, but I don't even want to say the words that we said to each other.
Really? Like, no, you should probably say them.
No.
Yeah,
I swear,
we want to know.
If you would have seen us fighting, and it's one of those things, Lindsay gives no F's about just saying whatever, like if people are there, she'll be loud.
Wait, so she was getting on you like in front of the tow guy?
Oh, yeah, and she's doing like the Liv, like...
She's clapping.
Like clapping. You don't understand. Oh. This is your fault.
Wait, so why was it your fault that the car broke down?
Well, it's not even necessarily that, but I'm like, shh, shh, quiet. She's like, I'm not going to be quiet.
Yikes, that's embarrassing.
I'm like, oh my God, because I get so embarrassed. Lindsay does.
So you were getting,
scene.
So she was mad at you for
I was
the
mad
car
at her.
Trouble, and you were mad at her because she was bringing attention to the fight.
And then I'm trying to tell her what to do. Like, we're on the phone with the operator, like to pick us up. She's like, I'm not stupid.
So who slept on the cot in the hotel room that night?
We actually had twin beds that night. We each had a bed.
No.
Okay, so we get to the wedding, we do our thing in New York. It was a frustrating situation. Everything sucked that could go wrong, did go wrong. So that happened. Then we go to the wedding, everything's good. We hang out in the Finger Lakes area in New York. We buy like 18 bottles of wine, which Lindsay's just like, ooh, wine, I better buy it. I better get it. So we kept on buying that. We eventually, after it was over, like, okay, it's time to head back. We'll enjoy some time with friends and family in Michigan because we have 2 weddings in Michigan this past weekend that happened. So we're on our way. We're about 2 hours from the Canadian border because it's quicker than driving all the way down and around. It saves about 3 hours if we actually drove through
Canada.
Did
you remember your passports?
We did. We did remember the passports. We're almost there. Same scenario as before when my car broke down. Starts heavy raining, which cars are meant to drive through
right.
rain. Okay, no puddles, just highway rain. Same exact situation after
what?
The rain. Car engine light starts blinking.
Why?
Again, I'm like,
that's weird.
Son of a... Yeah, it was real weird. So the car loses power. We have to pull over to the side of the road again.
And now what's Lindsay saying to you at this moment? Gosh.
We're cool now. We're good.
Whoa.
We're pros
okay.
now. We're like, oh, well, we have Kia's roadside assistance. Let's call that. She's like, okay, I'll call the insurance company. Here's the part that makes me want to clap my hands with stupid rules. We are in the upstate or thruway, whatever. It's a highway to me. But in New York, you pay these stupid tolls, which is fine.
Right.
We call. Our insurance company gives us a tow truck driver. So this is covered, no money. Well, guess what? In New York, in that certain area, only certain tow truck companies are allowed on that interstate or thruway, whatever the hell they call it. So after waiting an hour for a tow truck driver, we're told, oh, they're not allowed to come under our tollway.
Why?
So we have to then call 911, they say.
What?
Say it's not an emergency, so we can get the specific tow truck company, which they couldn't just give the name of them, so they can come pick us up. That was another hour.
Oh,
by the
my
time
gosh.
They tow us, it was $150, not covered by our insurance or any car plan. They get us there. Guess what? They couldn't get the part in time because we were 3 hours late getting there because it took so long to get towed.
Oh, my gosh. So now you and Lindsay, who has the divorce lawyer on speed dial at this point? You or Lindsay?
Both of us, actually.
Okay.
It was actually smooth. So we finally get there. They couldn't fix it that day, so we stay the night. It was cool. We got to have some beer and some wings. I went off my diet. That's a whole other thing for Joe's Journey on Wednesday.
Stress Finally. Eating, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, yes. Finally, the next day, at the very end, like at 5 o'clock, they get it fixed. It was something called a knock sensor. The part's $80. Guess how much the repair costs?
How much?
$600.
What?
They bent me over. Jeez. They're like, hold on. All right, spread his cheeks. Oh, there we go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. $600. So this car repair, when it's all said and done, by the way, knocking on wood because it was fine the rest of the trip, cost about $1,000 from towing to having to plug it in twice was $125. Pop, pop.
Dude.
The car repair.
Dude, I hate to tell you this, but you know what I'm going to say.
I don't even want to hear it, but go ahead.
You never should have bought a Kia. That's what the problem is. I told you the moment you told me you were buying a Kia, I said, throwing your money in the toilet. Bad idea.
All I'll say is that I know how much it means to you for you to even waste like $20 on like an Uber. So you spending
$1,000. Doesn't this freak you out? Like, are you thinking I got to sell this car? Are you thinking you got to sell this car now and get something else?
No, I'm committed to it now. It's like gambling.
But why?
It's like,
you're probably going to have more issues with it.
I've already put $100 in. I got to go take more money out of my savings
now.
Hey,
you know what? I like the spirit.
Thank you. Here's the thing, though. The money thing's not over. So we go through Canada. We go through that. They stop us at the border.
Right.
They're like, and they're really good with questions. Like, oh, where are you coming from?
What are you smuggling in?
We're like, oh, we were in the Finger Lakes. Oh, like, and the guy's like, oh, they have a lot of good wineries over there. We're like, I know. We got some. He's like, oh, did you buy any bottles? I'm like, son of a.
What? You can't buy bottles
Why?
Of wine?
You're only allowed one wine bottle per person.
What?
There's
Why?
Two of us, and my wife's an alcoholic, so we have 18 bottles of wine.
Oh, no. So did you have to throw them out?
We could throw them out. We could turn around, or we could pay sales tax on it. So Canada once again says, hey, Joe, bend over. So, yeah, I gave Canada $60, which may not be a lot to everybody else. $60 for $200 or $300 worth of wine that I've already didn't want to spend money on?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh,
so, how is the state of your marriage now?
Yeah. What marriage?
Oh,
no,
don't say
I'm kidding.
That.
Our marriage is great. We ended up going to a wedding on Friday in Grand Rapids. That was great. They had an open bar. I took advantage of that. Then we drove to Ann Arbor on Saturday. They had a taco bar. That was incredible. Then we drove back yesterday from Ann Arbor to Camp Bow Wow Lawrence to pick up Benny and Paddington, who we
were
had
they
seen.
Still alive?
Yeah, they didn't recognize us though. I think they have new parents now. So my whole point is, what a trip from hell. I don't know if that was God testing me and my wife.
Yes, it was. And you need a vacation from your vacation.
That's exactly the thing, because I don't feel like I got a break.
Yeah.
I didn't get to relax.
That sucks. I'm sorry. And you probably gained a bunch of weight because you stress ate.
Yeah, we're starting Joe's Journey over again this coming week. Week number one.
No. You look good, though.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And hey, me and Alex are actually very glad to have you back.
I don't believe that either. You're lying to my face.
No, we're not.
We are.
Why
it's
would
hard.
We lie to make you feel happier? We
it was
don't
really
care.
Hard. We got while you were gone. I'm not kidding you. We got one of the in my radio career. I got one of the meanest messages. I haven't told you about it. One of the meanest messages from a listener that I've ever gotten.
What'd they say?
I can't even tell. That's how bad it is. I can't even
tell
you.
Wait, no, I don't even know about this message.
Yes,
I wanna know.
So I'm just saying, like, I can't say it on the air. It's so bad.
Okay.
But they were so mean, and that's when I knew. I was like, I want Joe back.
He needs to protect us.
Exactly.
I am so interested if anybody else has a story at all like that. 317-239-1009. It doesn't have to be that drawn out, but oh my gosh, the trip from hell. And you know what the funniest thing is? And it's not funny at all. I was like, hey, if we're driving this far, why don't we rent a car? Renting a car would have been $450.
The Egyptian won't drive anywhere if it's like an hour away without a rental car because he won't put the miles on his car.
10 days, 1,800 miles, three states, one province in Canada, however the hell you say that. Canada's the whole thing, too.
I'm glad you're okay.
It's going to be okay.
I'm sweating right now.
I'm proud that you and Lindsay, like, survived through that.
Yeah, okay. Divorce attorney.